your co-pilot, but you're in control. Drive safely with Fresh FM.
That's right. It's 7:54 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. The conversation is an interrogation, for that matter. Women, it's an unpopular opinion that's on the floor, and we're discussing it. Women empowerment events are a scam that women fall for all the time.
Morning, morning, morning. Ho, ho. Josie. OC Josie. Bam, 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 bam. You hit the nail on the head. As a belief. Everything she said is the truth. I totally agree. And come to think of it, you know, this type of events, I think they are also there to... They don't actually build a woman or empower a woman. They break women. Because when you get back from an event like that, you start questioning yourself. And unfortunately, this is how a woman's mind is. You know, it breaks women. It makes you question yourself. Am I good enough? Do I want to join this type of meetings again in future? And at the end of the day, when there is an event like that that is actually empowering to me, I have doubts. I look at my budget, I look at the Scandin whatever flowers, and then at the end of the day, I don't go. And because of one or three or two events that broke me down, I don't get to join this one event that will actually empower me at the end of the day.
Thank you so much, Merlin. Merlin reacting to Josie Kimbandwa's views on women empowerment events.
Yeah, yeah. So right now we're going to be having a conversation with the ultimate mompreneur, actress, my beautiful Mbushe, Shunasho Kawapirura. It feels so weird calling someone else my name. But yeah, Shunasho Kawapirura Daringo. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
We are great.
Good morning.
Well, Shuna, listen, let's get into it. We have a debate on the floor here, okay? And the debate is an unpopular opinion. Women empowerment events are a scam. Women fall for all the time. You threw a woman empowerment event not so long ago. So obviously, you are standing on the other side of this opinion.
Yes, I do. I am... Yes and no. I think I think what Josie said and some women have said has a lot of ground. I agree that some may be a scam. Mm. But then also there are just some platforms also that do the opposite. I mean, for example, I can only speak for myself.
Of course.
For example, my platform, the empowerment event, that's just like one segment. That's just one part of it. We do have other arms and umbrellas, other workshops, for example, that are targeting women that cannot afford to come to the gala event. Because personally, for me, the biggest one that you guys probably know of is the Connie Ferguson one. Mm. And that was our annual gala event. And also, within that event, we had quite a few tickets that we gave away to people who could not afford the event.
Mm.
And also, if I just listen to the voice note that just played now, I know that some women obviously go to these events and then they question themselves. But I think also it has a lot to do with accountability. Just taking certain accountability to say, why am I not moving forward? Why do I feel like this?
Mm.
Because it's easy to feel intimidated and it's easy to lean onto those feelings as opposed to taking accountability for your own life, right? Or to say, I did not like this, I did not like that. But what am I taking away from this? What inspired me without having to incorporate the noise that is comparing myself to the other woman, that is comparing the way I look to the other woman, right? Mm-hmm. That's one part of it. But I do honestly also agree that there are certain platforms that take advantage of women's vulnerability to create a certain reputation about themselves. And you get quite a few companies also that do that. Without having other resourceful platforms to actually enable or to build women. So personally, for me, like I said, on my platform, we do have other initiatives that foster women's growth and also encourage young women as well to just start just planting certain seeds and just start building certain skills within themselves. I don't know if you've got other questions.
Yes. Actually, what I wanted to ask is just why was it important for you specifically to start this movement of the Mothers in Business? And what would you say are probably just some of the positive reviews, for example, that you've actually received from the events that you've hosted this far?
I think one of the most impactful parts for me was when we, just before we hosted our gala dinner, we did have a giveaway for short courses, for online short courses to women, uh-huh. right? And so we gave about 10 women, we paid for the online short courses. Say somebody wanted to do a course in marketing, we did that for them. Say somebody wanted to do something photography, we did that for them. It was short courses, but that's something that they could incorporate in their CV, right? But unfortunately, it's just so difficult to continue having these kind of initiatives because of the lack of support. I think this is another topic altogether that also needs a conversation about, you know, certain marketing offices or just companies not being very supportive of these type of initiatives, because I think they like the bigger events where they look good and you know, that's it, that's a once-off event, but not actually carry a certain initiative and support it throughout the year.
Shuna,
make a smaller impactful sessions.
Yeah.
So for me, it's about a community. It's about building community. It's about building the young woman, and not just the everyday lady who's in a corporate space or wherever.
Yeah. Shuna, hold that thought. We really want to continue with this conversation. Hold that thought. Let's play the news, and then we can continue with it, because I've got a follow-up question, especially in terms of corporate Namibia, the question mark around there.
Okay.
All right.
It was where Miss Kate and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
It is 8:09 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where it all comes together. The new coach of Tigers, former coach African Stars, that's Mervin Bakera, will join us in studio in the next 5 minutes or so in a tell-all conversation, because we need to know what happened at African Stars.
Yeah, and then also plus we're going to be continuing the conversation with mompreneur and also actress, that is Shuna Kawapirura Daringo, right now.
102.9 Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Now, Osi Shuna, is you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for holding on. We really appreciate it. Before we went on the break, on the news break and the sports break and the weather break, you mentioned corporate Namibia. And I really want to come in here and just perhaps ask you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But hold on, notwithstanding that, actually I have two questions. Hold on, let me start off with the first one. You also mentioned that there's things that you guys do, apart from the big glitz and glamour, the gala dinner that we see, the Scandinavian flowers.
Did you catch that from Josie, though, by the way?
I missed that part.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, okay.
I'm going to call up and be like, listen, what is up with the flowers, girl?
Yeah. So check this out, Shuna, right? So my question perhaps is, why don't we see the other stuff that organizations like yours do? Do you understand? What we do see is we see the glitz. We see the glamour. We see the big show and tell of the gala dinner. But we don't see the stuff that you mentioned, that, for instance, sponsoring online course, or you know, donating pads for argument's sake or whatever. Why don't we see that? Why is there no glamour around that, though?
Do you think from the corporate side itself, or
no? From your side as an organization side, because we hardly see it. Yeah.
Okay, I think in terms of visibility, I think it also depends on the frequency that we do this. And I don't believe that everything needs to sort of like be documented. For example, when we did a reach out to the Katatura Maternity, what is it called, department, we went to drop off some clothes for the babies and also some stuff for the new moms. So obviously, while you want to show off everything, sometimes it's just something that we do from the heart. It's just taking care of somebody. And also, I think we did like a little charity walk, and then from there, also the proceeds went to the maternity ward as well. But I think that maybe we need to create more visibility around those things, maybe to welcome more supporters, and also just for people to realize that, listen, we're not just about a one-night gala dinner, about the glitz and the glam. And also, it's also a lack of support, because sometimes you make certain calls on social media to have local people participate or assist, and then you just don't get enough feedback. But when it comes to some of the events that are hosted by other companies, you see these women coming alive. So while you've got some people complaining about the $350 ticket, you've got certain initiatives that only require $50 where you don't see the visibility of these women. And at the same time, you see them at the bigger events, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a bit of a gray area there. And also, I don't think that the aim is to break down women at these events, right? But I think also feedback is very important. And a lot of times, you have companies or these initiatives asking for feedback. Listen, what did you think of this event? So even if you did not attend it, a feedback would be, I wanted to attend, but the ticket was too high. Costly for me. So I think that we all have a part to do. I think we all have parts or areas where we need to improve on. So I'm not saying that people who host these events, you know, are not doing anything wrong. I think that there's always room for improvement and always room for inclusivity. And I think that if people can come and just voice their opinions and suggest certain things, and also women who are in corporate spaces, to encourage the departments to be a bit more diverse in supporting these type of initiatives or platforms.
Yeah. No, it's actually a good thing that you mentioned, just being open to feedback and so forth, because with the conversation that has been running, on the show this morning, a lot of women do feel that, you know, these events are not necessarily meant to empower women, because there's a sense of, you know, just cliquey vibes once, you know, people get to attend this type of events, that you need to be of a certain, you know, how do I say, like stature maybe, or class, or whatever it is, to somewhat feel recognized or to feel included with everything or whatever it is, you know. Because we did also have, just someone say, I said it, where I said to sometimes you go to this type of events and then they just, you know, just women that you follow, you admire, and you celebrate their success and so forth. And then you meet them in person and, you know, the person is just very standoffish. And I'm not necessarily saying that you as an organizer, for example, who's created this platform, is obviously responsible by how, you know, these people receive, you know, people around them and so forth. But it's just a lot of people feel like it's very mean girl energy at this type of events. Is this something that you have experienced yourself at some of the events that you've attended that were not organized by you yourself? Is it something that people have said about your events or something like that?
Girl, I think I have. The one time, this was last year, I flew out to Women's Conference in Joburg.
Yes, I know the
Okay, that event.
And I got there and I met a person and I was just like, oh wow, this person, I don't like the energy. I might just unfollow them, actually, on social media. But just because of, you know, how standoffish they were. But also, at the same time, I can imagine that you've got a lot of people coming to you at once.
That's true.
So, obviously, at some point, you're also going to try and protect your energy, because it's just a lot to deal with at that point in time. So, I try to be understanding of that as well. And at the same time, you're thinking about maybe you've got, like, a discussion as well, or panel conversation that you need to host at the same time. Now you're thinking about all the content that you need to produce, and if you're saying the right thing, are you saying the wrong thing? So sometimes maybe the setting might not allow it. And that's why I figured that, okay, we cannot just have a gala evening. So I understand that there's energy as well with the popular people and the people that people look up to, but sometimes you just need to also understand their side of things to say that, okay, maybe it might be overwhelming for this person, but however, is there a way that I can reach out to this person on email? Are there any other ways of getting in touch with this person and not just bombard them with all this, you know, oh, it's so nice to meet you, I've always, you know, dreamt of meeting you, because while it's nice, it's so overwhelming, you know. So, and also sometimes, unfortunately, we don't decide who buys the ticket for these events, you know what I mean?
That's true.
I just say, like, listen, literally, don't pay attention to the other people. This is one of the main things that I say when I when we have these events. It's not about looking at the other woman. And I tried to even just do a different dress code, for example, for the Connie event, to say, let's all wear pajamas. But people also slayed in pajamas at the same time. So I couldn't control that either.
Imported and specifically made pajamas.
Exactly.
Osishuna, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate braving this conversation to say, look, listen, perhaps let me add a different perspective to what is being said. And we really appreciate it.
No, thank you so much.
Right. And hopefully the views that were shared, your team is going to take some of it and implement it in your next one, Moss.
For sure. For sure. Thank you.
All right, Shuna, thank you so much for your time.
Have a good day, guys.
All right. Cheers. That's Osishuna. You said you call her Mompreneur.
Mompreneur. Yeah.
Okay. Mompreneur. As well as a fantastic actor, by the way, and producer. Recently went into production and directing as well. I'm sure that flick will be released very, very, very soon. Let's leave it at that. Abudi, Mervin Bakera is on standby. Yeah, no, we are on fire this morning. We are quiet. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
Are you worried about spending too much? Well, pick and